हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 4 ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। आपन्न जिह्वति प्राणम प्राणा अपनम तथा परम प्राणा अपनागति रुत्वाम प्राणयम्या परायनहम अपरे नियत्यहारम प्राणानं प्राणेषु जिह्वतीम आपन्न जिह्वति प्राणम प्राणा अपनम तथा परम प्राणा अपनागति रुत्वाम प्राणयम्या परायनहम अपरे नियत्यहारम प्राणं प्राणेषु जिह्वतीम। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Still others who are inclined to the process of breathing restrain to remain in trance, practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming and the incoming breath into the outgoing. Thus, at last, remain in trance, stopping all breathing. Others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमावोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्ताय भूतलेम श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिनेम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवैं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषा शून्यवादे पाशात देशतारिणीं पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदय सुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदै साङ्कपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगान् ध्यानावस्थित तद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलं कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेवं नास्तेव गतिरन्यथा। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 4 ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। वी हैव रिसीव्ड वन क्वेश्चन। द क्वेश्चन इज इट पॉसिबल टू फुलफिल all our desires? Thank you very much for asking this nice question. So I think they forgot to mention, is it a material desire or spiritual desire? So anyway, we will consider both desire. So there are two kinds of desire. One is a material desire, another one is a spiritual desire. Other than the spiritual desire, everything is a material. Other than pleasing the Supreme Lord in the devotional service, whatever the desire is there, that's everything belongs to the spiritual desire. Other than that, everything is a material desire. So if we answer to this question, all the spiritual desire can be fulfilled, but the material desire, it's not possible to fulfill. We may live for the thousands of years, we may accumulate anything and everything. This point, we have to clearly write it in our brain. All the desire is not possible to fulfill. All spiritual desire can be fulfilled. It is not at all difficult. But the material desire, it is impossible. Nobody in this world ever gave the statement, I am satisfied completely. No, never. So we have to understand that materially we cannot get satisfied. So one day a businessman, he is very, very rich and he used to earn a lot of money and he accumulated enormous amount of money. So he is about to die. When he about to die, and he was thinking, and he asked his accountant, "Oh, my dear accountant, how much money is there in the bank?" So he said, "Sir, in your life you worked very hard, and so much of money is there. You don't need to worry. All your children will be taken care nicely, so you don't need to worry about. And you are about to die, so you don't think about all those things." Then he said, "No, no, no. Just let me know how much money is there." Then accountant he said, "Sir, you don't need to worry, because another 10 generation they can sit peacefully and they can enjoy their life. That much money is there, so you don't need to worry. Another 10 generation this money is enough." So this businessman, he was thinking, "Oh, only 10 generation, so my 11th generation, what they will do?" So in this way he was thinking. So from this one we can understand that our material desire, and it never get fulfilled. So we may inquire in our life, and we can think in our life, because somehow or other this material desire will not be fulfilled. Maybe one or two it will get fulfilled, and so many are there and it will not be get fulfilled. So as long as we are keeping the desire, the Lord gives the chance in this material world. So if you see the honeybee, and the honeybee will go to the flower to flower, flower to flower, to take the drops of honey. This honeybee, if you see, it will go all the flowers. From the flower it will take one drop, and another flower it will go and take another drop, and it will go to another flower and take another drop. So in this way it will go flower to flower, flower to flower, flower to flower. So when the honeybee, it will keep on going one flower to the another flower, but until it reaches the Parijada tree. There is a tree called the Parijada tree. Once the honeybee reaches this Parijada tree, further no need to go to any flower, because the Parijada tree can supply enormous amount of honey. So when as soon as this honey it reaches the Parijada tree, his all the requirements are fulfilled. He does not require to travel to look for some other flower to take some more honey. Similarly, in this material world we may go from one desire to another, one to another, and you know, one company to another company, one country to another company. We can accumulate so many things, but just like this honeybee, it never gets satisfied until it reaches to the Parijada tree. Similarly, when we come to the Krishna Bhakti, when we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we try to develop our spiritual bhakti, then what will happen? Krishna, he will give enormous amount of happiness, and all the material desire we will forget, because we are enjoying. When we started to enjoy about the spiritual desire and the spiritual happiness, then what will happen? That all other material happiness are negligible, so we will forget automatically. So this is the secret given in Bhagavad Gita. So in this shloka, Krishna explaining about the yoga process, how the so many sacrifice he was explaining. Yesterday we discussed about the four kinds of yagya. What are those? One is a dravya yagya, one who offer the all the possession into the sacrifice, dravya yagya, like anadana and so many things. And then second sacrifice, Krishna explained about the tapo yagya, and they will do the enormous amount of the tapasya, the austerity. Then third, he explained about the yoga yagya. They will do the mystic yoga and all those things. And fourth, Krishna explained about the vidyapita. Vidyapita means the educations. The brahmacharis and many devotees, many people, they will be keep on studying the sastra and all those things. So Krishna here further explaining about the yoga process. And nowadays we are all very much into the yoga. Many people, they are learning about the yoga, but Krishna here is explaining very nicely. But if you have the knowledge in the yoga system, then we can understand. Unless it is little difficult to understand this yoga system, but still simply whether we understand or not it, but simply by hearing what Krishna is saying we will be get benefited. So here Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport there is a pranayama. This actually in this shloka Krishna explaining about the inhale and exhale. So we are doing normally inhale and exhale, only these two we knows, other than that we does not know how to control the breath and how to send the breath inside and how to send this inhale to out, you know, exhale and exhale to inhale, we does not know anything. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that pranayama, pranayama means controlling the breathing process. Many this word we must be heard, pranayama. Pranayama means we control the breathing process. It will not be normal flow cycle, and as we waste, we can control the breathing process. Then this pranayama process is mentioned in the Hatha Yoga, the different sitting postures. It is mentioned in the Hatha Yoga, different sitting posture. We have to sit. Sometimes we have to put our leg on the top of the, we have to change our leg position and the hand position and the mudra position and so many things. It is mentioned in the Hatha Yoga, the different sitting postures are mentioned. After sitting properly as mentioned in the Hatha Yoga, then we can do the pranayama process. The aim of the pranayama process is the controlling the senses and advancement in spiritual realization. So this is the aim. So once we control the senses, then we can advance in the spiritual realization. Then Srila Prabhupada further explain, there are apana. Apana means air goes downwards. And pranayama means air goes upwards. So in this process, he does in opposite way until he reaches the stage of the puraka, equilibrium. So this yogi, what he does, and he do the pranayama and apana. Pranayama means air goes upward and apana means air goes downwards. So why this he changes, you know, the exhale, he changes to the inhale and inhale to exhale. So he does this process until he reaches the puraka. Puraka means the equilibrium. The air will be completely, even if you see many yoga teacher, they teaches this, and then once we reaches the puraka stage, in a equilibrium stage, then to attain this equilibrium stage, and he does on the pranayama and this prana and apana, then the another process, it is called the rechaka. Rechaka means offering exhale breath into the inhale breath. So this is the rechaka process. He, as Krishna explained in this sloka, and he offered the exhale breath into the inhale breath. Then after that, it is a kumbhaka yoga. Kumbhaka yoga means when both the air completely stopped. If we say, for example, even I also, before joining Hare Krishna, I went to yoga. So there is a kumbhaka stage, means we inhale very deeply, then what will happen, we have to hold the air. So that is the technique they teach us in yoga. We have to hold the air for some time, then we have to slowly exhale it. So when the inhale and exhale completely stopped, so that stage is called a kumbhaka. So we yesterday, someone asked the, we discussed about that, how to increase the duration of the life. So I was saying, we are given the Bhagavad Gita reference 17.8, the Krishna says about the duration can be increased. And fortunately, when I'm reading the purport, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in 4.29, the purport, we can, by doing the kumbhaka yoga, we can increase the duration of life many, many years. So what they will do, they will inhale very deeply, then they will hold it, then they will exhale. So in this way, they will stop it. So this stage is called kumbhaka yoga. Then Srila Prabhupada says, in this way, if you see this yoga system, it is not possible for everybody. This especially, it is not possible for the woman. Nowadays, all the yogas are possible, because this is the preliminary stage. What the people in general, they were doing, it is all preliminary stage, and men and women can do. But what Krishna explaining, that is the Real yoga, that is actually now what we are doing is the physical exercise for the good health. That is okay. Anyway, something is better than nothing. But what Krishna explaining is not for the this purpose. But because when we practice, as Krishna says, our health will be maintained as a default. We don't need to do anything endeavor. So this is a part. The yoga means always connecting with the Supreme Lord. So here Krishna explained about the various Kumbhaka Yoga, Raktaka Yoga, Andhaputraka, Prana, Apana, so Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and all those things Krishna explained very elaborately. So then Srila Prabhupada says, this process, it is very, very difficult. It is not easy. Because this process is not possible for the children and the old people, and it is actually only those know this process and is able to. This process cannot be do in a for a 10 minutes, 5 minutes like that. This process they have to do continuously to control the breathing and to become the trance, as Krishna says in this shloka. And we to completely come to the platform of the trance, and we have to do this yoga continuously. It is a non-stop process. It is not that 10 minutes you do and after that you go and watch TV. It is not like that process, this process. So that's why Krishna here, Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, Krishna conscious person always situated in loving service of the Krishna. So when the devotees of the Lord, they are situated in the loving service of the Krishna, what they do, they automatically control all the senses. So one way is to control the senses by doing the yoga process, inhale and exhale, controlling and bringing the equilibrium. And another process is doing the loving service, loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When they do, what will happen? It automatically all the senses will be controlled. So he don't the devotees of the Lord, and he don't try to this yogi what he does, and he try to increase the duration of the life by stopping the breathing air. But the devotee, he don't try to increase the duration of the life. Because why he's not increasing? Because when he finished his business of this body, and he will enter into the Vaikuntha planet, so he don't want to delay going into the Vaikuntha planet. So as soon as the Krishna, he invite him to the Vaikuntha planet, and he will not try to increase the duration of life in this material world. And he finishes the process and he does the devotional service, and he go back to the spiritual kingdom. So Srila Prabhupada quoting Bhagavad Gita 14.26 in this purport, and he say the devotee, he does an unadulterated bhakti. Without any duplicity and pure devotional service he performed. So when he performed the pure devotional service, he goes above the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajo and tamoguna. Then what will happen? He does not fall down. When the person he goes to the transcendental level and he does not fall down, then if he is not fall down, then what will happen? Without delay he enter into the spiritual kingdom. So the yogi with a great difficulty, with a great amount of pain, and he goes through the process. But the bhakti yogi, the devotees of the Lord, what they will do? They will simply perform the devotional service very lovingly, then they will enter into the Vaikuntha planet. Just like, for example, it is given in the Shastra, just like in the building, if we have the elevator, it will go very quick and without any effect. But if you go in the staircase, it is the process. Even though going in the staircase and going in the lift, the both it will reach the same destination, but the elevator, it will take us very quickly without any pain. But the staircase, we have to climb on so many staircases. For example, if the 100th floor is there, 100th floor, it's very difficult to climb. Never. So similarly, this yoga processes, it is even though result is there, but it is a very complicated method. That's why Srila Prabhupada concludes in the purport, the bhakti process is a very, very easy process. So that's why if you see in the gopis in Vrindavan, they will not do any Ekadasi. We are fasting every 15 days. Once we are fasting the Ekadasi, but the gopis in Vrindavan, they don't care what is this Ekadasi and all those things, because they are completely absorbed. Completely absorbed in the Krishna bhakti, and totally they are love Krishna. And then for them, they don't bother about this Ekadasi or this that, Amavasya, Purnami, nothing for them. for them only Krishna's. So in this way, just like for example, if somebody going for the school and educating the getting the knowledge, and another guy, and he did not go to the school, but he is having the perfect knowledge. So similarly, when we do the devotional service and by doing the yoga process, whatever we achieve in the devotional service, we can achieve better than that without any pain. So after that, Krishna here explaining inhale and exhale process. After that, Krishna explaining about when we eat less food control, then the and he is explaining in another way how to control the senses. And Krishna says when we control the food, eating, some people they eat so much that they cannot control the senses. So when we control the eating process, then the sense will be come under control. Then he can do the breathing process easily. Then he will control the senses in the sacrifice. Then this way, so then Srila Prabhupada concludes that without sense control, no possibility of getting liberation. So somehow or other, if we do the yoga process by inhale and exhale and so many things, we control the senses. Then second process is a bhakti process. When he engaged in the fully devotional service, then what will happen? The senses automatically it will controlled by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So this is the second process. Then third process, when we control the food, the senses also, the yogi, he tried to control the senses by controlling the food. Once we control the food, then senses also, then he does the yoga practice, then it will be all the senses will be controlled. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, kindly chant minimum 108 times daily Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy. To hear Bhagavad Gita daily in your mobile, please send WhatsApp message with your name to 0091-770-89-7108. Thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. हरिओम तत्सत्.